on SEN Questions Without Notice. For Charlie Battisti & Co., Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.
Just got an update on the Western Australian situation with
Joondalup.
Joondalup. Melbourne flying there. They're in the city in a hotel. And Brisbane are in Joondalup, right?
Right now.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I'm thinking, how's that work? Why does one team get in a hotel? Well, Nadine from the AFL tells us there's going to be a swapperoo.
After how many days? What, three and a half days?
So okay. Brisbane will go, righto, that's our turn in. So we'll go out and then Melbourne go into Joondalup.
Melbourne, did they fly there last night to WA?
I think they're flying, well, they are flying quickly. They've got to have a week over there, don't they, in quarantine?
They have to be, yeah. Just stay in the air, won't they, after just stay their performance yesterday?
Stay on the tarmac.
Scotty's in Keilor Downs. Good morning, Scotty.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we going?
We're going okay.
That's good. Just quickly, I'm trying to work out how can with the situation up in Queensland, how the NRL can have their games up there, but not the AFL.
You've come to the right place. Gary, explain it to Scotty what happened on Saturday night.
We had the same query, Scotland. So the AFL got really proactive quickly and aggressive and moved their teams out because they knew that they had the capability of playing games here in Melbourne. The NRL had no such luxury because they couldn't return to Sydney. So they just had to stay there and go cap in hand to the Queensland government, sort of begging and saying, listen, unlike the AFL, we have got nowhere else to go. If you cannot let us play here, we are shot and we won't be playing any games. And at 11 o'clock, we're told 11 o'clock Saturday night the government gave them a special dispensation to stay and play those games.
Push ahead, Purdy. Must be convincing, mustn't he?
Well, Melbourne, I guess, could have done the same thing.
But then they would have had to wait until late on Saturday night before they announced what was going on.
Correct. So
Melbourne would have still been on the tarmac.
Travis Old has been done a fantastic job in keeping. So that's how it works anyway, Scotland. We had the same query and we found out courtesy of our good friend Vossi, who's doing breakfast in Sydney at the moment. Scott's in Perth. Go, Scotland.
Morning, guys. What I loved yesterday, our game at Fremantle and Richmond, was those young kids, the dogged determination, and they're buying into Justin Longmuir's game plan. And young Brayshaw, he's the next leader of our club. And without Fife, without Pierce, without Walters, you can see our club is going so much ahead of the Eagles. And the dogged determination and never say die attitude now is so great to see.
Yeah, Scotty, we spoke. I'm not sure whether you heard us talk about Andrew Brayshaw in the hour previous, but we couldn't be more effusive in our praise for that young man. And he looked like Joel Selwood in a different jumper. And that is as high a praise as I can give any young fellow. So they're in good hands. No Fife, no muck. This is why you don't muck around now trying to play someone like Nathan Fife when his shoulder pops out every 5 minutes. Because you make a hard decision, so that's it for the year. Then the rest of those kids go, righto, it's up to us. We can't be looking at him all the time.
You know, when we spoke to Sean Darcy and he talked about how committed...
How much they cost?
How committed all these young players were, not only to each other but also to the club. Like, I thought it... And it rings true when you watch them play. And he talked about how competitive those young players are. And they have. They've got that competitive gene that's sort of... I don't know whether it's by design or whether it's by luck that they've chosen these players, but they've got a lot of young players who are super competitive. They may not be the superstars of the competition, but they have got super competitive natures.
Adam Chera was great too.
He was. Yeah.
There's an indication of why he's being sought. I still think some of the money being... But you've got to pay to move someone. I understand that. But if they could hang on to him, then that would be an even better sign. Good on you, Scotty. Stuart's in Murrumbina. G'day, Stewie.
Boys, hope you're well. Just on the same game yesterday, just a worry that I had, this deliberate out-of-bounds rule. I don't want to bad the umpires, but even the commentator, Eddie Maguire, I'm sure he'll bring this up Wednesday night on Footy Classified, but there was two that were just totally... If there's a grand final decided on this, there'll be uproar. It's got to be fixed now with that new guy coming in to replace Steve Hocking. There was one on both sides, and even Eddie Maguire said, have they changed the rule during the week?
Yeah, it's a raffle, isn't it, Stewie? It is a raffle when if that situation when they go out of bounds, you just go, okay, let's wait and see what happens. More likely than not, it'll be deliberate, but sometimes for whatever reason, it won't be. So it'll fast be coming that time when between the two arcs will be last touch out of bounds. The last touch, sorry, will be a free kick against the last touch.
We're going to talk decisions. Can we just dwell on a couple of decisions over the weekend?
Or umpiring decisions.
You need to calm down.
Umpiring decisions.
Mm.
No, we're not down to that, Tim. That can take us into a rabbit hole we don't need to go down.
Questions without notice, okay, because we've got Richo coming up after 8:30 this morning. Mm-hmm. Tom Stewart, this is one from Trent, our producer. Tom Stewart, is there a chance to run top three in the Brownlow, do you think?
No, not because he's not worthy, because he's not a midfielder.
Right. And have we overlooked Ben Mackay's performance this year? Well, we've talked a lot about Ari because he kicks goals. What about Ben at the other end of the ground who stops him? Mel's, did a great job on Tommy Hawkins again at the weekend.
Mel sent this message to you. We saw the kick by Hawkins. What we didn't see was Ben Mackay get home for the second time this year, emptied his pockets, and out came his wallet, headphones, car keys, and Tom Hawkins. Second time this year he's held into one goal.
Well, he owns him, doesn't he?
According to Mel, he does. So that's a good sign. And we interviewed Harry on Fox Footy after the game. He kicked his five. And one of the boys asked him about his brother. He goes, "Oh, no coincidence, he's back this week." Because the big fella missed the week before, Ben, with a toe injury. Oh. And was it? No, Harry. No, Harry missed with a toe.
Yeah, exactly.
What was he getting at then, Harry?
I could not disagree with that more about that Sydney text that just came through. I listened to that game. I thought it was the other way, if anything. Stefan is in Glenburn. Good morning, Stefan.
Come on, 559.
G'day, guys. I hope you have a great week. Massive Bombers supporter here. I wanted to ask you, we've lost about six or seven games now by under a goal, and I'm pretty sure in all of those games we've led by at least two or three goals at one point. I wonder, what can that do for mindset going forward in the future? Will it make us stronger or make us more vulnerable?
I think it'll make us stronger, ultimately, Stefan. I think there's some, you know, when I watch Essendon play still, there's still that defensive part of their game that they need to clean up and clear up, and that is between the arcs and how much space they give the opposition, that type of thing. And, you know, it hasn't hit, they haven't nailed it yet. They haven't nailed it yet, but maybe that's because of the inexperience of some of the players and the mindset of, you know, shifting players from one end of the ground to the other and the connection, all that type of thing. But that's the part of the game that I think is the most concerning. But I reckon they've shown a lot of heart and a lot of desire in games and where they could have fallen over, but their system that they play has actually held them in good stead.
The Bombers?
Yeah.
They're where they deserve to be.
I don't think they're any better than what their position on the ladder suggests right
now. They've
been
the top eight side once.
Once. So that's right.
That means you're
They've got a lot of work to do still.
You're around 8, 9 or 10 or somewhere in that position. Hey, we haven't spoken about the Adelaide Crows and Western Bulldogs game. They did what we suspected they were going to do, the Western Bulldogs. Josh Shackey had another good game in the back half. Took 8 marks, I see. I didn't see any of this.
I didn't see a lot of that game.
But they seem to have it very well in hand. Got the job done without too much of a fuss. And they're sitting pretty on top of the ladder, the Bulldogs.
Yes, they are. They are. They're in really good shape. They're in great shape. But we haven't spoken about Josh Giddey being taken number 6 by the Oklahoma City on Friday either. That was magnificent, wasn't it? How great is that?
That was part of a Friday when the news cycle was going to be dominated by that great,
that is great
achievement. But
that is
lost.
Unbelievable. 18 or 19-year-old kid and being taken that early in the draft as a development-type player. Some over there, I think one of the pundits over there said that they thought that he could develop into one of the greatest passers in the game. There it's you go, for a big quote.
Nice, I love it. 8:30 news headlines. Let's get them and let's clear some commitments so we can get to Jason Richardson and see whether he's still in the mix zone over there in Tokyo. Here for Kogan Credit Cards, know when your fees, amazing rewards, and garage doors redefined. 4ddoors.com.au. We've got to hit a specific mark here to get to Jason Richardson. Maybe he's doing some international interviews. Maybe CNN and ESPN and Fox Sports are all want a piece of him because it's very specific when I need to get to an ad break.
You know what? I'm going to give some flowers to Tempo. He was magnificent on the pool deck. And Richo's been fantastic with his interviewing too.
Well, at least he's now got a wider camera and you can actually see him.
What do you mean you can see?
Well, you just used to see the microphone. You never saw him.
Oh, that's true. That's true. But this is a little bit different now. He was doing some reporting and now he's actually doing some interviewing and stuff like that. But he's done a magnificent job. Hey, if you're going to protest, It has to be, would you think, in a meaningful sort of a
about
way?
About what, though?
Well, about anything. There was did you see the boxer, the French boxer, who decided to protest, right? He got disqualified for intentionally headbutting his opponent, right? So it was awarded to his opponent, the bout. And then he just sat on the ringside, right, for 15 minutes. Everyone was just sort of watching. And then he got off.
Said enough's enough.
No. Oh. Then he went. And apparently he went to the toilet and then he came back again and sat back down again. But you know the whole thing about the protest?
What?
There was nothing going on. Like there were no more bouts.
I forgot what point you're trying to make halfway through that story.
Well, the point about it is if you're going to be protesting, it has to be a meaningful protest. You want to have if you're going to protest.
That's
the last time you're going to do that.
Good point.
Don't get offended, Watson.
I think.
What were you in a hurry to get to?
I think for the very first time.
I did.
In our professional life, you got a bit snappy with me then.
Well, what are we in a hurry to get to? Just tell me that.
Nothing.
Why cut me off when I'm in the middle of making a magnificent point?
You got snitchy with me, didn't you?
I did.
You did.
You weren't listening
first
to what I was
time
saying.
Ever. I've got a question for you.
Okay.
Would Richmond be better off not making the finals this year?
No, I don't think you're ever better off not making the finals. I don't think that's
but
the case.
They've had long years, you know. Their seasons have been extended for 4 years in a row. They've gone right to the grand final, close enough to.
Yeah.
And if they didn't make it. Did you see Stacks in his stack yesterday, by the way? What a game he played. And Daniel Rioli and a few others, they got a nice little something to look forward to.
What would be, in your mind, is that the only benefit of not making the finals?
Well, I think giving them a nice long break and welcoming back all those players they've missed, they draft well over the summer, then they're going to be very hard to beat.
Yes.
I don't think you like that question.
No, I think it was good. All right. No, it was good. I always give you room to answer.
Oh, boy.
I never rush you.
There's some tension in the studio. We better take a break. I'll try and sort things out with the old whispers.
Okay, let's make up.
And Jason Richardson's going to join us from Tokyo.
We've got a problem here.
That was Questions Without Notice for Charlie Battisti & Co., Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.